Yeah, we built an imaging pulse Doppler. Pulse Doppler is great for looking at a particular range, where you have range. The thing that the duplex scanner, which is mentioned in the publication list, had something like 5 range gates. But the problem was to get a system which would continuously process to make range gates. And that's our very modestly named infinite gauge pulse Doppler. I didn't develop that.
5 gates.
Yes. Well, this was a strange thing. The University of Washington was working on a digital way of doing it after Brandestini and somebody else in Europe did the first demonstration of how you could do serial processing to derive the Doppler shift. You have to fire several times to sample what I call the slow time direction at right angles to the range direction to derive the Doppler shift. And you have to store the data and recycle it in and out. It gets to be quite a design problem to really make a flow image where you have a bunch of pixels.
Yeah.
Now color coded to show a flow speed.
Yeah.
So it's called color flow imaging. Well, they were doing a digital one. We didn't have the resources to do that. But this Japanese fellow that I'd met at a meeting stopped by and gave me some quartz delay lines and said you can do it with the delay lines. You can build the same way they're doing a radar. A moving target indicator at all ranges. But you have to put in fixed echo cancellers, which was the problem that the early workers in Europe had run across. It worked on the bench in a water tank, but it wouldn't work in tissue. So they needed the fixed echo cancellers. So we came out with the infinite gate pulse Doppler, and the university came out with this digital system. And the next thing we knew, the university's grant got canceled. That whole project moved to ATL, and it was years before anybody really did anything with the imaging pulse Doppler. I was tired of living on soft money at that time. I had a research appointment at the university, but there was no salary connected with that. I was raising my own salary and that of something like 8 other people in the lab. So when Drexel offered me a chair position with initial funding, it was almost too good to be true. Unfortunately, I had to go back to Philadelphia.